This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, I loaded it on Bryn this morning. And don't forget, we got to do a great montage at some point today, too.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
Extra long.
Doesn't have to be extra long.
Maybe the whole segment.
No.
I walked into them brainstorming for more songs.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Musette and Human.
Oh, talking about Van Halen songs?
No. The Friday montage. More songs in the Friday montage. Oh. Trying to figure out what's
Well, when you add new songs, drop something else, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already 5 freaking minutes long.
Well, and you guys green lit me to stare at you, so now I'm just going to watch you dance the whole time.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
Okay, good.
It'll be like this much closer to actually getting up and goddamn dancing with us, Vinny. It's Friday, for God's sake. You're
it's
a good
fun,
dancer. You should just, Vinny. You should. It is actually
fun.
You let yourself
dancer.
Go. Like, I'm a good dancer. Come on, get up.
You could just do some Carlton moves.
Just let yourself go. Just look away from that thing and
let it
tear
go.
Yourself off. Come on. It's fun. Do some spins. Some kicks.
Do you know when I stopped dancing? Do you know why that is? I got video. There was a wedding I went to.
Oh,
this
no.
was, I don't know how many years ago, but I was with the old girlfriend. Mm-hmm. The reason I can't go to the North Bay anymore.
Field.
So at least 15 years ago.
I didn't
ago.
Say
go
that.
On.
Anyway, I go to this wedding and I am obviously having some still drinking at the time, but I remember having the best time, but I also remember tearing the knees out of the suit I was wearing because I was sliding around on the floor, and I was just being, it was, to see the video, I'm just all, oh my God.
You were having fun.
You were having fun,
what
Vinny.
A total douchebag.
No.
Nope.
I was having fun. I really was.
And you're probably the life of the party, as you often are when you decide you're going to ham it up.
That was that for me. I just saw that and went, oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
I'm
you've gone
such
to,
a
you've
dick.
Gone and danced at other weddings. You're not drinking anymore. Just get up and have a little fun with us. Just, you know what? Try it.
Don't ruin my... The fun
Try
I'm going to have
it.
Today
you
is
like
to watch
it.
The show.
Just so stand up and just...
All right,
you
I'll
can still watch
it.
Us,
okay.
But you'll just, you know, shake your butt
you
a little
it.
Bit. And when we, like, when Rain on Dem Hoes,
you boot
it's,
it.
Hoes, it's so okay. fun. It's like, woo, hoes, woo.
Who doesn't love hoes? Come on.
Oh, my God, I love me a ho with a heart of gold.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I was just letting the people who are anti-hoes are like.
Oh, no, everyone loves hoes.
How do we write?
So Burt Reynolds passed away yesterday, age of 82, suffered a heart attack. They actually released 911 stuff. I didn't listen to that. I don't like hearing that. Apparently, he wasn't responsive. He was conscious but would not answer any questions when the 911 call was going on. A guy is saying he's having trouble breathing and chest pain.
Who called?
I don't see who that is.
Maybe an assistant or something.
Yeah, someone who was at the house with him. He had open heart surgery in 2010. In 2009, he'd gone to rehab for painkiller addiction.
Oh.
He had back surgery.
He famously had troubles with that.
Yeah. He's, so many people do. He was living in a house that he'd tried to sell for decades. This guy bought it from him, Charles Modica, or Modica, I don't know. This was his longtime Florida estate. And so Burt Reynolds bought the place in 1980 for $700,000. Beautiful place. It's like 3 or 4 acres, 12,000 square foot main house, a 2-bedroom guest house, a movie theater, a pool decorated with the FSU logo, a dock on the water, a helicopter landing pad. I mean, it's a great pad.
So I know Burt played football. He played college football. Did
Maybe
he
played for FSU.
He must have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was. It was yeah. Florida.
Okay. So there
well,
it is.
There it is. So he had this place, and he had it for a very long time. He put it on the market in 2005, and he priced it as high as $15 million. He finally sold it 10 years later for $3.3 million.
That hurts.
I know. But the guy who bought it said, you can live there until you die.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So he got to stay in his home. So it's been, let's see, he sold it in 2015. The guy, you know, 3 years he gave Burt Reynolds rent-free living. But that had to be, I mean, you know, in your 80s, the last thing you want to do is go look for a new place to live and move your stuff out. And he'd been trying to sell it. You know, he was bankrupted by Loni Anderson. Their divorce was so contentious that he actually had to declare bankruptcy.
Well, I remember, I want to say it was tabloids that were printing it, but their relationship got dark.
Mm.
And it was part of his pill addiction. And he was sort of a recluse for a while there, whether it was, I think he was calling it his body pain, back and otherwise.
Who was that? Hold on. Yuzi's going to read us a text.
Our little friend Drake. Today's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Drake.
Our little friend Drake?
Yeah, he's, we've had him in here before.
Oh, our actual little friend Drake. Yeah. The kid. Yes,
not
I know who
guy.
That
yeah,
is. I thought
Drake.
We were,
yeah.
I'm like, he's not my little friend. But
anyway,
that little guy is my friend.
Yeah.
He had problems with pill addiction. He ended up a recluse. It ruined his relationship with Loni, and it's part of that big divorce.
Right.
Is when how some of that came out.
She was his second wife, and I guess that they adopted a kid together, Quentin. And she had made some kind—I don't have it in front of me—but she made a statement saying, you know, he was a good man and a great father, and you know, and he paid me very well.
Right.
She didn't say that. That was just the subtext.
I never worked again.
Yeah, I never had to work again.
Much.
And it's a good thing because my look really got dated after, you know.
Hair.
I was looking at some pictures of them together. I'm like, damn, that I forgot like how impressive that hair of hers was. That was just a big blonde helmet.
Aquanette, you're great.
Just incredible. So anyway, we'll talk about Burt Reynolds more, I'm sure, as the morning goes on. But there's that. Somebody ranked Van Halen's songs from best to worst. We did this a couple weeks ago when Johnny Mosley was sitting in for Vinny with Led Zeppelin. And look, nobody's ever going to come up with a list that matches your sensibilities. So you just have to sort of hear their reasoning. And I'll tell you something. So there's 131 Van Halen songs in total. And this guy did a write-up on each song. Like, I had to ask Yuzi to get an intern to actually just... I'm like, I just want the titles. Just get me the titles in order. Like, it was 40 pages
It's huge, like a packet.
Is the whole Tattoo album... Is that what it was called? Tattoo? The last 10 songs?
No.
Mm.
The last song on there... And see, here's the thing. This guy has written it all out for... like
This is Vulture.com.
Right. So, but author Chuck Klosterman is the guy who did the ranking. So this is Chuck Klosterman's feelings on Van Halen when it comes right down to it. So...
Can we guess?
You can, but let me just sort of set it up. I want you to sort of get a feel for how this whole thing is ranked. Because the top ones, some of them you'll agree with, but others... I don't think so. He puts number 131, the worst song from Van Halen. He says it's Why Can't This Be Love.
Oh, I was going to guess that at the top 10.
You were?
Yeah.
He says the reason is...
So tell me why can't this be love?
Oh, boy.
A little skippy.
What's happening?
He's already wrong.
Well, his reasoning is, and I actually went, yeah, I can kind of see that. He said because that was the first single... That came off of the first record with when Van Halen added Sammy Hagar. And it's keyboard bass, and it made it feel like you weren't going to get that good time rock and roll thing anymore. And he said that was just it was a mistake to have put it on. He says, I don't think it's their worst song, but I ranked it at 131 because I think it was a horrible mistake and marked the beginning of a period that I guess this guy wished had never happened.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so he misses Fuck. David Lee Roth. So all of his songs are going to be David Lee Roth songs.
Let me see if there's anything in the...
Everybody misses David Lee Roth still. And Lee Roth is still in the band.
Yeah. One of the songs...
is Sammy Hagar.
At number 10, 5150, the song 5150 from 5150 is number 10 on his list.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah. Wow!
So awesome. I love that sound.
Yeah,
oh, you asking if you want to jump ahead? No, I'm busy listening to Eddie. That sounds so good. Listen to that. It's guy's a riff master. So
I like
good.
It. Okay,
yeah.
So that's
so
number 10.
He's got that at number 10.
All right, but no other Sammy songs in the top 10.
Not in the top 10.
Okay.
Let me look again.
Did Gary Cherone make any?
No, he did not make it.
So
no.
He's there at the bottom, too.
You know what?
He's got to be.
I'm sure. I don't know if they... Would you say that album was called Tattoo?
No, Tattoo was the new album, the newest one they made. And that one's awful. I bought it because I had high hopes, and it's just not memorable
at all. A
different
kind of truth? No, that's 2012.
2012, there you go. That's when that last album came out.
So that one was called A Different Kind of Truth?
Maybe. I'll look it up. Hold on. I've got it in my collection. I bought it like a big dope.
Well, anyway, every damn song's on here. We're just going to, we'll basically do the top 10. Homan, what should be in the top 10?
It is
well,
a different kind of truth. So that's, just, I can confirm, yes.
I like Sammy in Van Halen.
Well,
I might
not
be in the
in
mind.
Here.
I wanted to say Dance the Night Away.
Oh, Dance the Night Away is from Van Halen 2. Sammy Hagar not involved in that. And that is number 3.
Oh, great. Yes. Let's hear it.
Turn your love my way.
Baby.
Come on!
You're old enough to dance.
Okay, I have a question. Is the top 10 hit-driven?
Or are they deep cuts? Are they deep cuts?
Well,
You Really Got Me, is that in there?
You Really Got Me is in there. It's number 7. Okay. That's from 1978.
Which they didn't even write.
Right. It's a Kink song.
This is a hit.
You really got me now.
All right, I have a guess.
All right.
When It's Love.
When It's Love?
Yeah.
The Sammy Hagar song?
Yeah.
No. Let me see if I'll see if I can find When It's Love.
It's got to be way down there.
This guy doesn't like Sammy Hagar. That's the problem with this list.
He's got a few in there.
Well, something.
My favorite one with us, Van Hagar,
How great
was
is this?
Summer Nights.
Summer Nights is a great song.
Yeah. When It's Love is number 74.
Come on.
From OU812. And then...
Turn it up.
Let me see if Summer Nights is anywhere in this. It's number 27.
Yeah, it should be.
27? You happy with that? I love this song so much.
Hot summer night, that's my time of the year.
Speaking of Van Hagar, because they did have... Their most success was with
yes,
Van Hagar.
They did.
How was, what was that? Is it Runaround?
Yeah, I love Runaround. I was going to say Runaround. What number is that? It's in the top 10, right?
No. 69.
Oh. Wow.
Here we go, round.
Okay.
Come and
I was just
round,
starting in radio when, for Unlawful Carnage.
Yeah.
When that came out,
the first carnage.
Right, whatever. When that first came out, the first hit was Pound Cake.
Oh yeah,
where's
yeah,
that? That was the first single.
Has that like drill sound?
Yes,
on it?
In the beginning.
It's number 35.
Oh
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he played his guitar with a drill.
I feel like I've never heard this.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
There were all these articles about how he played his guitar with a drill
That's
right when
hilarious.
It came out.
Oh, my God.
He always was an innovator.
I had a buddy who was in a band, and every time we'd walk into his garage, he'd pull out his drill and his electric guitar. He'd pretend he was Eddie Van Halen.
Funny.
Okay. Back to the top 10.
So number 10 was 5150.
Where is Unchained?
Number 2.
Oh, I knew that would be up there.
Yeah. This is an absolutely great song.
Yeah. All right. Woo! Oh, God. This is summer on the beach, raging with my friends.
Like what? 85?
Yeah, something. Way back
then. On their early records, they recorded one guitar. One bass, they didn't do any overlays, and he would not solo over a backing track from himself. He would go to the solo. Like they were really specific about how they wanted the sound to be. I noticed that you were touching your ear like it's all in my one ear. And that was by design. Those early records are clean and crisp, and there isn't a ton of overlays.
Hey. There's a song, it's a Sammy song, I know it's not going to be in the top 10, but they did win Best Video one year from the VMAs,
oh,
and it was for Right Now. That better be in the top 10.
It's not. It's not in the top 10.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it.
Let's hear it.
Hold on. I'm looking. And then I got to go through the rest of the top 10 because we're number 58.
Okay, let me guess another top 10. So This Is Love.
No.
What?
Not in the top. Not in the top 10.
A lot of people are saying Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher is number 6. That's off the 1984 record. My favorite Van Halen song is Feel Your Love Tonight.
What number?
It came in at number 11.
Oh.
I was kind of bummed it didn't
make
the top 10.
Where did Beautiful Girls come in? Because that's another summer rocker.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Number 20.
Ah!
Woo! So, number 9 on this list.
Okay, yeah, let's do the top 10.
From Women and Children First, Romeo Delight.
I'm looking at it right now.
Let's hear it. I don't know that one.
So funny. I was like, by the title, I'm like, I don't even know this song.
Yeah.
But of course I know it. He starts playing it. I'm like, oh, yes, there it is. Coming in at number 8 is Running with the Devil, which is another great one.
Where's Diver right. Down?
Not on here.
It's not in the top 10?
No.
No, not the song. The stuff from that album.
There's nothing from Diver Down in the top 10.
Wow.
The first one is Where Have All the Good Times Gone, and that's at number 17. That's the first song that's on the list from Diver Down. Little Guitars is on there at number 18. Pretty Woman is on there at 21. All right. So back to the top 10 here. So we already did number 7. You really got me. Number 6, Hot for Teacher. DOA from Van Halen 2 made number 5. Number 4 is Panama.
All right. You knew it was going to be in there.
And the number 1 song.
Can I just say these guys are so great.
So great.
And
so
even better.
Good.
They're so good.
Yummy.
And the fact that Eddie saw our cans, I swear I just swoon about it sometimes.
So this is a list put together by Chuck Klosterman for Vulture.com. All 131 of Van Halen songs ranked from best to worst in his opinion.
Right.
The number 1 Van Halen song of all time, and I can see the argument, is Eruption. Nobody had ever heard anything like this before. So great. There you go. There's your list. You can find the whole thing at vulture.com if you want to spend all day on your Friday rocking out to Van Halen.
It gives me chills.
Oh, it's great.
This is not the only reason, but one of the reasons why I quit playing guitar. Like, you hear stuff
I'm never going to make it.
I can't even hold a tight bar chord.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow is a big day. Hooman is going to be doing his stair climb.
Oh, wow. I didn't know we were going to do. All right.
Over $7,000 in money raised. And
yes. So everyone who's contributed, first of all, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. Alice, Team Sarah and Vinny is number 1.
Woo!
Right now we're at $7,017. And the race is tomorrow at 8 a.m. Yeah. So if you'd like
1,200 stairs.
1,200 stairs, 52
Ooh.
Flights.
To support the firefighters, EMTs, all the police, all the first responders who suffer from post-traumatic stress.
That's exactly right.
It's a great cause. A couple bucks if you've got it. Throw it in there. It all goes to a really good cause. And, you know, these are the people who show up when things go really wrong in your life.
And for those of you who are coming out to just support, keep an eye out for me. I'd love to see you. Love to give you a hug. Love to take a picture.
Selfie time.
Hugs.
It'll be me and Dirty Bird Jen, who was on the air with us yesterday, and Heather. That's Team Alice.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
So
Thank you. Go to the Alice 973 Instagram. There's a direct link in the little bio section. And take you right to the donation page.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your mom.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Ellie, great job.
Here's what's happening. I'll begin with a story from, this is just to repeat something we've known forever, but it's local section of the San Jose Merc today. San Jose tops the list for the least affordable housing in the United States.
That is a super surprising report.
7-digit bids for suburban teardown homes, small one bedrooms and converted garages rented and stuffed to capacity. Families and workers living in RVs lining local roads. San Jose, you'll love it. It's awful. I can't believe what we are. We're here. This is what the tech boom has done for our area. The average homeowner in San Jose needs to spend more than half their income on a mortgage. And that's if they can.
Right. If they can even find a place. You know, there's 100 people trying to get that POS that you're trying to buy.
In San Francisco Metro, which includes Alameda, San Mateo, and Contra Costa counties, the average homeowner has to budget 45% of their paycheck for a mortgage. But once again, I would like to add or repeat, that's for a teardown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went looking everywhere.
You looked for a long time.
And the disappointment was difficult. Like, you really start to go, I give up. I can't keep pulling up to these places that look like dumps. And it's not even that I think I'm too good for a dump. It's that the price is not worth a dump.
Right.
Like,
you,
I can
well,
live in
you're
a dump.
Not a guy who wants to, you know, do a ton
I
of...
don't. But I but okay, a dump for $250.
Mm. Now you're feeling like you got yourself a deal.
I'll work on something, sure. I now we're talking. But a dump for $1 million? No.
Plus.
Right. Or that has possible code violations, like they did a bunch of work without getting it checked mm-hmm. out, and now there you are having to tear stuff down or pay for the mistakes that they made.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. But that's the reality here in the Bay Area. I'll repeat the headline and move on. San Jose tops the list for the least affordable housing in the United States. I guess you probably already knew that as you spend your weekends.
Right.
Looking and then crying. Looking and then crying. Looking and then crying.
Not funny. I'm not sure why I'm laughing. It's too real. It's mm-hmm. funny because it's true, I guess.
You've heard the term FOMO, right?
Sure. Fear of missing out.
Right. Google did a study and they found FOMO isn't really a healthy state of mind.
Oh, boy, these studies that are really just so revealing
well,
today.
It's interesting because that is a horrible state of mind that you mm-hmm. would spend so much time in your present concerned with where you're not.
Right.
Mm. What are the Johnsons doing? They're right. doing better than me today or this second.
It's the whole social media. That's right. Why Hooman says yes to every invitation, right? Hooman, you don't want to miss out
well,
on anything.
Well, I did have some FOMO about Wednesday. It was opening out of the symphony, but I was like, I can't. And I looked at everyone's pictures and I was like, oh, man, that looked fun.
You weren't there.
No, but I'm going to the opera tonight.
You know what's interesting is
opening night opera.
I saw that and meant to ask you about your evening out, and we just got rolling, and it's the little iPad, the page changes, and it goes away. That's why I like the newspaper, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I did do a few things, but, you know, you just got back, and I like hearing your stories, and but like there's a big ocean.
More baby story, you know what?
You, yeah.
People,
that's one thing he
yesterday.
Has no FOMO over. He probably likes to hear
right.
it because he's like, I don't want that at
I
all.
I don't want that ever. Like, you're curing me of any hope or any idea. No, someone wrote in and said, enough with the family. Listen, I just came off of baby leave. I'm sorry if there's too many family
saw that.
Stories.
I thought that was so rude.
No, I get it, though. I do understand. I've been the single guy that wants to hear my show and not hear about, you know, late night feedings. I
right.
get it.
They're
well,
but
can only do us, though. That's
right.
the problem.
That's yeah. how I'm living for a minute, and I just came off the leave. Cut me a second of slack, my God.
One of the things that I did this week that I thought you would find interesting, I told you, Zed, about it, is this kid at the age of 15 came up with an idea how to clean the plastic from the oceans.
Yeah.
And he's doing it in the bay this Saturday, and he's got this whole crew of ships and this entire... If the kid's out there for 2 months, he can take out 100,000 pounds of plastic just from the bay.
Jesus.
So,
that's how much is floating around.
Oh, that's
no,
not,
it's way,
that's
more,
way
than that.
More than that. Yeah.
So, in the ocean, it's 250 million tons of plastic.
The
well,
biggest.
Those big gyres.
Yeah.
It's that's, crazy.
Well, then he's got to bring it ashore and go, now what do we do?
So, there yeah, it is.
Now
there,
what are we doing?
So,
with
I said
it?
To Michael, what are you going to do with the plastic when you get it out? He goes, we're working on that.
Yeah, what next?
Well,
Jesus, we should figure out a way to like make roads out of it or something.
So they, you know, he showed me like they're able to make sunglasses and small like things, but it's still there. You know, there are this one scientist came up with these mushrooms that actually are able to eat. Did
heard
you see this?
About this
guy, he studied these mushrooms and they can actually digest the plastic and turn it into something organic,
like dirt.
Exactly, it's incredible. The guy's name is Paul Stamets. So
that's what we need.
Yeah. That's what we need.
We really
need
that
guy. That. So I told this kid, because I got to tour the whole Alameda Bay area and see it from a boat standpoint. I did an Instagram Live. I'll post the link on the Sarah and Vinny page. And you
this
guys
was yesterday?
Can... No, this was 2 days ago.
That you did that instead of the symphony?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
That's incredible.
The problem is
woman.
The symphony's on Wednesday. I had to see Peppermint.
Oh, Peppermint.
And, you know, I just, it's
worth
hard.
It, it.
That, those are tough nights. Yeah. I went to bed at 6 p.m. last night. What time did you guys go to bed?
7:30.
All right.
9.
Yeah, I think I got to bed like at 9.
How about you, Bryn?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
What time did you go to bed last night?
It's okay,
really
human.
Late. It was real. I was, no, I'm editing something that's really explicit right now.
Oh, sweet.
For the new music. Yum. It's great.
Great.
Late last night, 11.
Oh. That baby, huh?
Anyway, FOMO's not good. And we should all know that, you know, being in the present is probably the best place you can possibly be. They found the best thing someone can do is JOMO.
Oh,
the joy
that?
Of missing out.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah.
I'm like so Wait. Glad when I don't have to go do something.
Oh, is that what that means?
JOMO.
They say if you take time away from your phone and especially social media every day, you won't feel like you're missing out on stuff and you'll be happier and more relaxed.
I'm down.
That from the people at Google who want you to buy their Pixel phone. Wait, what is their phone?
Is it the Pixel phone or is it just the Google phone?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the Pixel.
Whatever.
Funny. Yeah, I have great joy when I hear what other people are up to all day, and I'm like, whoa, I'm so glad I didn't do that, man. I sat down.
You know what?
Right.
I know you still like to party, too, and you can because you're not a drunk, but I do think that I've done it all. Like, I don't have that feeling like I didn't... I left a bunch of stones unturned. Like, I did it all. I'm good.
You not only turned them over, you crawled under them.
Well, and even that isn't even part of what I look at, because those were not good times. But I'm saying I've been to every concert. I've been backstage places.
And you still go to concerts, Vinny. It's
I do.
Not like you're, you know, you have
dead.
Weekends.
I'm not
right.
dead.
You're not dead or anything.
Right. But anyway, I don't have that. Feeling.
You're getting to have the experience of being a partner and a, you know.
Sure. It's all stuff
and
I didn't
children.
Do in my youth. Right. No doubt. I do have it maybe when I see someone on a killer surf trip and I just think, oh, my God. I need to not look at these videos. They're not doing me
JOMO,
any good.
JOMO, JOMO, JOMO.
Right.
What happened yesterday? Did you watch the L'Amour
thing? I watched
thing?
A little bit of the L'Amour thing, and it's cool. It's an incredible wave. I don't know necessarily like the format they have to use. You know, I don't want to take too much time because I know people are like surfing. Mm-hmm. But... In the ocean, you put two people in the water, and they have to position themselves for the waves. And once one gets one, the next one has priority, and there's a whole thing going on with nature.
Oh.
Here at the wave pool, the waves are automatic.
So they just go one
hit
after
the button,
the other.
Start, uh-huh. and there's a wave. So they're giving each person four waves, two tries each direction, and your best ride is what scores you, and... Your best score moves you forward or you're out. Mm. So there's no chance involved.
Right.
There's no...
Well, Does it take something out of it?
It does. For me, it does. But it also, again, we talked about it the other day. Mother Nature sometimes doesn't provide.
Mm.
So there's the other side
or
of it, which is there's not going to be any waves for this event. So you'll watch the best surfers on 1 foot waves, groveling. Bouncing. trying to
make something.
Trying to get some speed going to make something happen. That's no fun either. Anyway, it was cool. And you can watch it again today. I'm sure it'll be on. People who are in relationships but still use Tinder are probably psychopaths. Literally.
What?
People who are in relationships but still use Tinder. Whether this is to say they're viable... We've heard that. We do secret shows and people write in, and we've heard the people who are like in a relationship but stay on Tinder just to see if people will swipe right on them.
But never set up a date.
Well, we don't know what they set
Unless
up or what
the person's
they're willing
awesome.
To admit to.
There are those people, though, that are like, I'm always on the look. I'm looking for something better.
Yeah.
Always.
You're good for right now.
Well, that's
insecurity.
That's fine if you're single.
Plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not making promises, you're not willing to...
But if you're in a relationship with some form of commitment, even if it's just that we're exclusive, you being on Tinder is feels less exclusive.
Approximately 1 out of 5 people on Tinder are actually in relationships already. And they say those people are psychopaths,
this
literally.
This is why I'm single.
A new study out of the Netherlands found that people in relationships who use Tinder are much more likely to show personality traits that are linked with being a psychopath, like being less agreeable and more narcissistic. They also found they're more likely to have casual hookups with people they meet on Tinder than single people.
Well, yeah, because they can't start a whole nother relationship.
Right. Let me lock this deal down and move on. We called it stick and move in my youth. Yeah.
Carcass is carcass.
I never said that.
He stayed friends with a guy who did.
I did. Yep.
And you laughed every time he said
it. I did. I couldn't help it. That's so stupid. Anyway, so there's something to consider, that 1 out of 5 people on Tinder are in a relationship.
Mm. Well, news. There's
what?
There it is. That's why I'm so glad I'm not on Tinder. Oh, my God. Oh. John, please don't break up with me.
6:51, I'll do a couple texts. I wanted to mention Big Brother was good last night.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did very much.
I was so bummed with the winner, though. Were you?
I was, too, because it really just doesn't bode well for... It's just, it becomes predictable when
the person
the high house wins.
Almost won, that lost by 1 second, that would have made the game more fun to
watch
more interesting. This week, because there would have been weird movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I
now
didn't
this
realize
more
he was that close.
He was right there. I was watching it. I
Funny.
Actually thought he was going to be the one to win because he was so close.
I didn't realize that they just sort of were focused on her, and he came. I didn't even realize they're saying afterwards like he was a tenth of a second behind her.
Yep.
Because he booked it, and she was like, "Yeah, I got it," and kind of ran over to.
It's last night on football, by the way, the Eagles beat the Falcons, and this weekend San Francisco's in Minnesota, and the Rams are at the Raiders Monday night, which won't go well for 880 and
no.
East Bay traffic's gonna be horrible.
Yeah. Monday's a good day to telecommute.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 831 says, "I love Sinner." Yeah, it's a good show.
Oh.
It's pretty good. And it's got I can't think of the lead actor, but he's pretty good. Evel Knievel would jump on a Harley, so the landing was always tough.
Yeah. It's a big bike.
Yeah, he wasn't doing it on dirt bike shocks.
He did it on a Harley, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Evel Knievel said, says 707, people didn't pay to see him succeed. They paid to watch him get hurt.
Oh.
Well, I guess he knew that.
Well, there is something to be said for people's morbid curiosity about things. I mean... They for sure, you know, you watch NASCAR and it couldn't be more boring. Right up until there's a crash, and then it's like, oh, that just got exciting.
Right.
Hate to say it, but we're train wreck lookers, you know?
415 says, guys, not everybody hates body hair, especially men in the gay bear community.
Mm.
Yeah, bear is it's not a genre. Is it a genre? What do you call that?
Subset? I don't know what you'd call it.
I knew a guy who was a bear, and he even had a bear tattoo. He was committed to the bear lifestyle. He was a big,
heavy out here you could get a nice
dude.
California bear on you.
He had hair all over him.
Mm.
Was into it.
You were into it, huh?
I wasn't into it. I didn't say I was into it. I said he
was
into it.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
No, yeah. You didn't think that.
What?
What's coming up in the trash?
Well... I get a lot of things. Burt Reynolds passed away, as you're probably well aware.
He was a bear. No, he wasn't a bear. Well, never mind.
Well, he wasn't a bear, but
he was
the, bears,
a hairy guy.
The bears would have been into
yes.
it. Yes. And the next Oscars are not going to have that popular category, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.